You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea. People are fired up right now. 216-578-0850. The Browns have brought in Josh McCown. The Brian Hoyer era appears to be over at this point. What do you guys think? 216-578-0850. Mike on a cell. Welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Great. I'm driving back from the bank, and I'm listening to the text that you guys are getting, and I don't ever call in, but I'm like, I got to call and see if I can get on real quick, because you would think that we did not sign, like,
Joe Montana. I mean,
right? This guy has got to be the most overhyped Brown in a decade. I mean, literally, who else could you possibly hear of if he didn't go to St. Ignatius High School would care that this guy wasn't signing here?
Preach to him, brother!
Everyone says, the best thing is, I love when everyone says, he won. It's not baseball. He's not a pitcher. He didn't shut the other guys out. They won when he was a starter. That's fantastic. Then the running game went down, and he couldn't do anything by himself. You get the best receiver back in the game. He couldn't even complete a pass. So when guys like the guy from Dallas is completing passes to him. I mean, it's just, I just don't understand it in general. I just really don't get it.
It is what it is. Appreciate the call and the take, et cetera. I just wanted to point one thing out, because people are saying, oh, well, McCown was so bad last year, et cetera. When you look at the quarterbacks who started in the NFL last year, in terms of percent of dropbacks under pressure, Josh McCown was under pressure on 43% of his dropbacks, second most in the NFL. He still completed 46% of his passes and had an accuracy percentage of about 56%. Hoyer, by contrast, was under pressure on 29% of his dropbacks, 20th in the NFL. He had a 40% completion percentage, which was second worst only to Geno Smith, and a 50% accuracy, which was, again, second worst only to Geno Smith. If you go back and you look at the 2013 season, when Josh McCown was in Chicago, he was still under pressure on 37% of his snaps, and again, 56% completion, 77% accuracy. So he's a guy who has shown that he can handle pressure better than a Brian Hoyer, but at the same time, he is someone who in his good year, when he was under pressure a little bit less than he was there in Tampa Bay, still was productive, but was still under pressure more than Hoyer was last year. Hoyer had the benefit of playing behind a great offensive line, and Josh McCown will see, I believe, a little bit of a bump up because of that. Will he have Vincent Jackson and Mike Evans? No, but the Browns will address the wide receiver position at some level. I think the issue is I feel like you would have a very difficult time coming out and making the case to me, other than using record, which I think that our caller Mike just made a great point about, in football, it's not the same. I know that's how quarterbacks are quote-unquote judged, but to me, you need to judge a quarterback by watching what he contributes to wins and losses, by watching his performance in isolation. It is very much a team game. I think you'd have a very hard time making a logical, rational argument backed up by watching tape and by using statistics or doing both, which gives you a full picture, that Brian Hoyer is so significantly better than Josh McCown that it is a bad decision. I don't think you can make that case. If anything, you could say at times McCown's shown a propensity to play at a higher level. He's got better physical traits, etc. And then you factor in culturally, what does he mean versus Brian Hoyer? It seems that they believe Josh McCown is a better cultural fit for this organization and what it is ultimately trying to do at the quarterback position. Brian Hoyer is not the long-term answer. Neither is Josh McCown. They need to find out who that is. If it's an opportunity to develop a guy like Johnny Manziel, great. That's still the Browns. If you're a Browns fan, you've got to understand from a football standpoint that is still your best path to success in the NFL. If it's not, you need to put more assets at that position. And signing Josh McCown does not prohibit you from doing so. And he is, in fact, going to be open to that and willing to help those assets that you bring in.
Yes. But I will say this, to side just briefly, and I can understand wholeheartedly why the Dog Pound and Browns fans are in favor or a little bit disgruntled because of the lack of respect associated with Brian Hoyer is. And we've had a caller earlier, and I think in our second segment, talk about the winning associated with Brian Hoyer. And the fact, and also too, as a secondary, him being a Cleveland product, which is why so many are in favor of Brian Hoyer. And I don't think it's anything against Josh McCown particularly. It's any other quarterback that we would have brought these Browns fans will speak negatively about them because in some cases it's not Brian Hoyer, because Brian Hoyer has given us in, you know what, 20-some-odd starts, the winningest sense at the quarterback position in the last decade, as our caller had said. And they're going to latch on to that, and they're going to hold on to it until someone else comes in and proves them different. And right now, Josh McCown's, looking down the barrel of the gun because he's the guy that they just recently signed. But also, too, is, again, as he said, he is part of the solution at the quarterback position. He is not the end-all. He is not, in some cases, going to play Brian Hoyer's prospective role for the Cleveland Browns. Brian Hoyer wants to start for the next 5 years somewhere. You talk to him, if you know him, if you listen to any comments he made in the second half of that football season last year, he wants to be the guy. He wants to be paid as the guy. He wants to compete. He wants to start for a football team and win a lot of games. That is not the role Josh McCown is going to play here. It's just not. So, yes, they both play quarterback, but their roles are entirely different of what they would be if they were both here in Cleveland for the next 3 to 5 years.
And you never had to deal with this. You played with Phillip Rivers, and then you played with Aaron Rodgers.
Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers, exactly, and Aaron Rodgers. I did not.
So you've never been through this.
I have not.
It's obviously a tough thing, and that's why you played on all winning teams, and the Browns have struggled. You got to find that quarterback to be consistently winning in the NFL. Eric in Cleveland, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you guys today?
Good, how are you?
You know what? I had a take, but I've been listening to you guys for the last 20 minutes now, and I have a totally different take, because it's almost like you guys are comparing the lesser of two evils. I don't care about Hoyer. I don't care about McCown. We want a winner.
Yep.
And you guys, I just want to vent just for a second, because you guys, it seems like you're not giving the fans the benefit of the doubt. You guys act like we don't know what a good quarterback is. Well, I can tell you one thing. We know what a bad one is. Because since 1999, we had to put up with this bad quarterback carousel, and we're tired of it. We know it's not like we're ignorant to what's a bad quarterback. And if you think that McCown is going to put fire under Johnny Manziel's butt, you guys are kidding.
I'm not saying that at all. If Johnny Manziel is going to be good in the National Football League, it's going to start with one person, Johnny Manziel, and what he comes out of rehab with.
There isn't no quarterback competition, because who's going to – we can't put a future in a 35-year-old quarterback. How can you guys say there's going to be a healthy
quarterback? It's not a future. He's not the future. Who's saying that Josh McCown is the future of this team?
But it's not going to be – what I'm saying is, my point is, exactly, if he's not the future, then how do we get a quarterback in here that's going to have a great – that's going to present competition? There's no competition, because if McCown is coming in this year, Johnny is saying the job is mine, because he know that it's just we're frustrated, man. We're frustrated. Can I say this and I'll let you guys go? It's almost like your guy and I don't mean to. I just want to go back to the one call, and I'm not calling these guys turds or anything, but you're comparing two turds. We don't want turds. We want a quarterback.
Agreed, and you're trying to find one, and Josh McCown is not here to say that he is that quarterback. I don't think anybody is saying that Josh McCown's that quarterback. The Browns need to hope that Johnny Manziel can become that quarterback. You drafted him in the first round last year. You can still add other assets, whether it be via trade. Would I like it if a guy like Nick Foles came here? It would be phenomenal. Would he be the answer? I don't know. They liked him, and then a year later they didn't like him so much in Philadelphia, but he's certainly somebody young and has an opportunity to go ahead and be that kind of a quarterback. You could also draft another guy to be that quarterback. You need to find the long-term answer. That's what the Browns are doing. And MWolf475 says, you just explained to us that a guy that wants to get paid and not start wants to be in Cleveland. That's a joke. That's not what anybody's saying. I think Josh McCown knows he has a very good opportunity to start here. I think he has an opportunity. He knows that he also has the opportunity to play meaningful football on a team that is good, a team with good defense that proved last year that even with quarterback play that's not in the top half of the National Football League, they could win. So that's got to be appealing to him. He got beaten up last year. It's got to be appealing to him to be behind a very good offensive line. He had no offensive coordinator last year in Tampa Bay. They had no consistency on that offense. They had a guy who'd never called plays coming in there and trying to do that on a system that really wasn't even his. It was Jeff Tedford's system, and Jeff Tedford was gone. At least you could say, well, Flip's never called plays. Yeah, but Flip has his system, and it's going to be in place the entire time. I think that it is – I understand people are frustrated, But when you say that, you know, the quarterback options are just growing on trees, they're not. That's why it's at such a premium in the NFL. Your best bet is to grow your own quarterback. How many guys come from somewhere else and end up being great quarterbacks? It doesn't really happen. You've got to grow your own quarterback. It typically comes from the first round. The Browns gave Johnny Manziel that shot. It is too early to write him off. And Josh McCown, they feel, can be a bridge starter at the level of the person who was here before and also can hopefully be useful and help Johnny Manziel's development. To say that Josh McCown wants to come here, get paid, and not play is to miss the point completely. I think that's completely missing the point. He wants to play, and he will play as long as he's the best option. He's going to compete to try to be that starter because anybody who's a quarterback in the NFL has that kind of pride. But he's not going to do that competition to the detriment of developing the people around him. That, I think, is a differentiating factor here.
It definitely is. And the one thing that I think a lot of people have lost sight of is many, 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 almost all national analysts, when Josh McCown was originally released by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they interjected him to the top of their list at number one, ahead of any other, you know, free agent, including Brian Hoyer. So you have to understand also, too, that the Cleveland Browns went out and got the number one free agent quarterback that hit the market this offseason and added him as an asset to the locker room and also to potentially on the field.
And there it is. When we come back, more of your phone calls. You guys are fired up today. Keep the tweets coming, too. Having some good discussions on Twitter right now, 216-578-0850. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here on a very explosive edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.